Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's an Idea Lab, and we've got a very busy one for you today. Kicking off with, first off, a quick thank you to our sponsors. Keeping on top of your finances is key for every small business. That is why I'm proud to partner with Sage for this season of the pod. Sage is the trusted global provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to small and medium businesses just like me and you all across the globe. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. Today, we're talking about the one thing. I read this book a couple of years ago, and it really is a super read. But again, you forget these lessons very quickly. So the one thing is from Gary Keller. It's a really good book, and it's very simple, as you would expect from a book with a single title like that. And it's about focusing on the task with the most leverage. And this is something I am very poor at because I get very easily distracted as an entrepreneur. You tend to focus on a lot of things at once because that's the nature of the game. But we tend to keep ourselves busy with busy work oftentimes because you are wearing a million hats and you're trying to do so many things. But I find I often get distracted by things that don't have any leverage. And when you think of that, as you think of the old cartoon with the guy trying to lift the rock and can't lift it and he can't move it, and then he just uses a stick and is able to bend the stick down, and by using the stick he's able to get leverage and he's able to move the rock. And leverage is so important in your business, and we often don't really think about it because as entrepreneurs we don't give ourselves the time to have a strategy. We have a strategy maybe once a year, we do our to-do list or do our resolutions, and that kind of sets our strategy for the year. But in reality we should be doing that every week. I find my to-do list is often 30 items long or more. And like, they're not all equal tasks. Like, they cannot be of all equal importance. But somehow I got into a very good habit last year of ranking them 1 to 5. 1 being the most important. And I would give myself, you know, I could only do 1 to 5 every day. And this year I went down to 3. And now I'm going down to 1. Gradually making the process more refined. I generally have an item, 3 items per day, but now this week I'm setting myself the challenge of going back to The One Thing by Gary Keller and focusing on the one task that if I sat back on Friday and looked at the week and I had achieved that task, if I had done nothing else, that is the task with the most leverage. So think about that this week. As you're going through your week and as you're setting this up, maybe you're listening on Monday, think of leverage. Take 5 minutes after you listen to this pod and think of what tasks do you do every week. And then think of what is the one thing, if you did nothing else this week, what is the one thing that will give you the most leverage? Maybe it's not now, maybe it's in 3 months, 6 months. Maybe it's something like setting up a new sales pipeline process. Maybe it's setting a social media agenda. Maybe it's looking at what tasks you can outsource. We've talked about that a lot on the pod. Often that is the most task with the most leverage, is getting rid of some of your tasks, getting rid of things off your plate. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. What tasks do you do repetitively? What tasks do you do every single day? Have you documented that? If you haven't documented those tasks, do that this week. If you haven't listened a few weeks ago, I talked about having a process for everything. Any task you do more than once a week should have a process. If you do a task more than once, write it down so that you can literally hand it to someone else and they can have a fairly good grasp of what the exact process is. There's loads of clever ways to do this. If you're a knowledge-based worker, as in you work on a laptop, there's loads of great screen recording tools you can use. You can even just use QuickTime. If you've got a laptop, just download QuickTime. You can record your screen. And what I do is I record the screen and I do a voiceover for whoever's working with me. And I'll say, right, this is how I normally do this task. And as I'm going through the task on the laptop, I will literally give an audio narration of this is what I do. I click here. I do this. I move this tab over. Really, really useful. And this is especially useful if you're outsourcing tasks. A lot of people are now using Upwork. I've talked about this tons of times on the pod. You simply create a job title on a job post on Upwork, and then the easiest way to explain that to someone is to do a video recording. That's the handiest thing I find. So that is it. Think of the one thing. you can do this week that will give you the most leverage for the rest of the year? What is the one thing you can do? I want to chat about a few things now. If you're not on the mailing list, jump on, go to MrGaryFox.com, join the mailing list. We're going to be giving away 1,500 euro in the next couple of months on the mailing list. A friend of the pod, Pamela Laird, has an exciting new announcement this week, and I just want to shout her out. She has announced her latest funding round, and that is exciting news in itself. Her company is Moxie Loves. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back now. It was just after Pamela finished on Dragon's Den. Correction, it was just after Pamela finished on The Apprentice. She was also on Dragon's Den, racking up all the business shows. She was on the UK Apprentice with Lord Sugar, and we did an incredible episode, and we actually did two episodes, so you can go back. That was February 2020. I was only looking it up earlier today. That is crazy to think it was that long ago. So we did a class episode with Pamela all about Dragon's Den, The Apprentice, and her company Moxie Loves. So go check that out. But up to current day, she's announced she's partnered with Quintus. Quintus are, they're a fantastic company based out of Cork, and they are the experts in Ireland in terms of tax-efficient investing. And what that means is you're able to invest in companies and also get a tax break. That sounds pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. So you can go on to, actually the easiest way, if you're on my newsletter, you'll get an email about this later, but go on to my LinkedIn. I have a post about it there, or you can contact Kevin at Quintus. Just Google Kevin Canning and Quintus and you'll find it there. Minimum investment is 10K. Obviously seek investment advice before doing any investments. There's my little spiel. And we've a couple of events coming up. We did our golf day last week, which was a huge success at Palmerstown House, which is a very, very nice spot. And we have a monthly meeting coming up. So if you're in the community, you can join our monthly meetings every month. But we're also going to niche down. We're going to go hard on the events this year because trying to make up for lost time, for everything we didn't get to do during COVID, now is the time to put the foot to the floor. If you're doing a business or you're thinking about a business, now is the time to drop the hammer. We really need to start going here because there's going to be a massive amount of opportunities in the next year to 2 years. It's the great reset, right? Everything has been really tough, and now is the time to start fresh. And we're going to do three different types of events. I want to give the most value because, like all the tasks we talked about earlier, not every task is equal. Not every entrepreneur is facing the same problems. So we're going to have three different types of events coming up in the next couple of months. We're going to do an event if you're at the idea stage. So if you are one of those people who are listening and you want to be an entrepreneur, maybe you're working a job, maybe you're a student, maybe you have sold a business, you want to go again. If you're at the idea stage and you're trying to get to that, this is the hardest stage. There's many stages that are tough as an entrepreneur, but arguably this is the most difficult. Trying to make that leap from idea to traction, to that first euro. That is the sweetest euro you'll ever make, that first euro. So we're going to do an event. It'll probably be a couple hour event with a seasoned entrepreneur who's done this multiple times, a serial entrepreneur who'll sit down with us. It'll be a limited event, probably be 10 to 15 people. And ideally you should walk away from this event knowing exactly how to get yourself from the idea stage to traction, to getting that first euro in the door. So we'll be doing that. We'll be doing a scaling event, which is you've already started and you're now scaling up to 500,000. And then we'll be doing a billions, big event for you're at 500K plus. So we have three different types of events coming up. The idea to launch, that'll be event one. Event two will be when you're scaling, you're going from zero to 500K. And event three will be 500K plus, because there are three different stages that are very, very, very different. So for each stage, we'll have relevant partners, we'll have relevant entrepreneurs who have done it and been there and worn the t-shirt. That is the most important thing. I see so many events whereby they don't have speakers who've done it. It just baffles me that there's so many events for entrepreneurs and they're marketed it and they're just, oh, come along and hear this and hear this person, hear this person. And they're all from people who've never done it. So those three events will be coming up. Join the newsletter, join the community, and you can come along to those events. They'll be community only events. That is key. They'll be only for members of the community. You can join the community at mrgaryfox.com. Go check that out. And that is it for today. We are back on Thursday with Paul Connell. Paul is the co-founder of Pure Telecom. He's an absolute fantastic entrepreneur, really good guy, fun. We had a really good chat, really relaxed. And he breaks down exactly how they went from zero to 20 million. So it's lots of value in this chat. I will see you back here on Thursday. Go join the mailing list. Go join the community, mrgaryfox.com. Have an absolutely class week, and I will see you on Thursday.